This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk is a baby one, and I told you I've been a little more sensitive about this because of everything you've gone through. I'm just keeping it real. Are you okay with it being a baby one, or would you prefer me to do an audible?
Oh, I appreciate you asking.
I'm serious. But I'm checking your mental health today.
Thank you. It needs to be kept in check, so because I ain't going to do it for myself
sometimes.
Is it
okay if I do a baby one, or would you prefer a different one?
No, I think I'm good with a baby one, and if at any point in time I feel like
talking
about a baby is going to trigger me thinking about, like, Elsie, I got you. I'll say something. But I also got two beautiful baby boys that are healthy and strong and annoying me daily. So talking about babies should be okay.
And there's always people that have gone through what you've gone through.
Fair.
Or something similar.
Fair.
Who it's probably hard to hear some of the... And maybe you went through a divorce and some of the relationship ones. There's always going to be a trigger for people with life stuff. So,
right.
But you're, you know, my partner on the air, so I'm looking out for you more.
It's fresh.
It is very fresh.
I appreciate you being conscious and cognizant of that for us, but I think I'm okay.
Worried.
And if I'm not, I will say something.
Okay, well, this one I actually thought was a really good one. We've never had one like this. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad about the day someone chose to be induced. Like, to be induced to have a baby. Like, the day...
I know what that means.
Getting induced means you go into the hospital. I got induced with Owen.
Yeah.
You go in, and they're ready to take him out. So they give you, like, Pitocin or whatever, and you lay there, and that's supposed to bring on labor. If you haven't gone in. Like, my blood pressure shot up at the very last minute.
Preeclampsia.
I didn't have it till, like, the 37th week.
And they said,
we're going to induce you.
And get this baby out.
Yeah, and get this baby out. So that's what being induced means
for anybody
people.
That doesn't know. Yeah.
So here's what she wrote in. She said, so I was listening to you guys and had to ask if I'm the jerk or not after you guys had a discussion about if a sister was a jerk for using a baby name.
Oh, yeah. The family name. Yep.
She said, so I want to know, am I the jerk for being upset that my sister didn't pick another date to have her labor induced?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was upset was because the date my niece was born is on the date I had given birth to my eldest child. So two cousins now have the same birthday.
Share a birthday. That's kind of cool in my opinion. Okay. Oh.
No, it's not.
I'm listening.
So
I'm
basically...
My dude brain went, that's cool. It's birthday shit.
Her sister picked the day to be induced is the same as her kid's birthday.
Uh-huh.
She said there was circumstances around that date that made me feel like she should have picked a different day. I could understand if Mother Nature was the reason that my niece shares a birthday with my oldest first kid, but my sister was given a choice. And I think she purposely picked that day. Am I the jerk for being mad about her choosing the same day as my oldest child's birthday to be induced? So basically, you're following. Her sister got induced. Her sister was able to pick the day.
And picked the same day to be induced as her niece.
As her niece. So now the cousins have the same birthday.
Share birthday.
And basically, what is her name? Let's give her a name.
I mean,
Irritated Irene.
Irritated Irene. I like that.
Irritated Irene.
Irritated Irene out here on one with her sister.
She wants to know. But you know what?
What?
The petty in me understands why she's irritated. If you could pick a day and they were giving you like three different days and you picked the same day as my kid's birthday, now what, we got to share the birthday parties every year, which in
not necessarily
might save you money.
I mean, it'll save everybody money, but no, not necessarily.
But now it's not about your kid anymore. So that's what I'm saying. The petty, selfish in me. But then I also go, okay, people have birthdays all the time and share birthdays, and it's a cool thing.
I think it's a really cool thing when people share birthdays.
It's all about how you feel it.
It's perspective. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as we know, I'm not one to care for my birthday as a singular, my day, special day kind
June of thing. 9th?
Come on, man. Yeah, whatever.
Hold on, though.
What if it has nothing to do with the fact that it's your niece's actual birthday? Mm-hmm. And it just so happened to be the most convenient day because, well, the other day's offered is a Wednesday. The next day is a Friday. I'd rather have the baby on a Tuesday.
Right.
Or I'd rather have the baby on a Saturday. So mm-hmm. the most convenient day is going to be this day. It just mm-hmm. so happens to be your niece's birthday. What if it got nothing to do with you?
Well, did she even think about the fact that it was her niece's birthday? Who knows?
Doubtful. You're having a baby. Why would you be worried about anybody else's body or anybody else's baby but your own?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that it's going to irritate a lot of people when you know your kid, my kid has that birthday, and then my sister goes, yeah, I'll pick that day. The same as Owen or Hudson's birthday. That day makes sense.
I can't think that there was that much thought into it.
There'd have to be.
Without asking? I got to ask permission? So listen, concept of somebody asking me, hey, DZ, is it cool if we induce our baby on June 9th? I mean, we know your birthday is June 9th. Like, is it cool if
then
we have our baby
Sammy
the same
or
day?
Danny's. Use July 24th. Use Sammy's birthday. Okay, so your sister, let's say, hypothetical.
I'm listening.
I'm not putting this in the universe. Let's say Angie's pregnant. Okay?
Hey, chill out.
Let's say you're
No. I just said I woke up. What are you talking about? Shut your mouth.
Hypothetical.
Knocking on wood, fingers crossed.
Let's say Angie's pregnant.
Okay, but yeah,
and Angie can get induced the 23rd, the 24th, or the 25th of July, and she goes, you know what, I'll pick the 24th, and doesn't tell you, and just comes in and goes, I'm picking my little nephew Sammy's birthday. You don't care?
No.
Okay.
I'd look at her like, I mean, were you going to forget if you picked any of the other days? Like, but now we can share birthdays.
Yeah.
I think that's chill. I really mm-hmm. don't think that's that big of a problem, man.
Well, and this is the moral dilemma where maybe you're being a jerk, but are you a jerk for being mad about the day your sister chose to be induced? Okay, 414-533-1037. That's the dude in you right there. See?
That is the dude in me going, it's not that serious.
The catty girl's coming out of me right now going, I don't know. You picked my kid's birthday.
On purpose?
Rude.
Ooh, yikes. All right.
But I also get why it's also a happy day and should be a celebration and it shouldn't be turned into a negative. And it can be really cool if they share a birthday too. Like, that's kind of cool too. Because think about the moms that have babies on their own birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The baby comes on your birthday, and then a lot of people enjoy that. They think that's neat.
That's great.
Yeah.
My wife, so my wife's in August 13th, mm-hmm. right? Our youngest is November 13th. They share an actual day.
Not the same. Not even close.
But they share a day.
No.
That don't count?
No, that doesn't matter.
It's got to be on the same month and day.
Yes. It's about taking their shine. That's what it's really about. Let's be real.
For people that feel like it's shine to be taken, I can't call you the jerk because we're just mm-hmm. different types of people. For me, it's never that serious. I don't take proprietary ownership of that day that much, and mm-hmm. I would never do so for anybody else's kids either.
Somebody said, definitely a jerk for worrying about the selfish needs of her own child when someone's bringing a baby into this world. I don't disagree. I get it, but this is Am I the Jerk? You're allowed to say something that's not so nice.
You ain't wrong.
And then we have this moral dilemma.
I get why you were going, why would you pick the same day as my kid?
Somebody said, sister who picked the same day as a jerk. I think it's rude and creates competition. So they're saying she's not the jerk then.
Competition. Oh, If you don't share birthdays, then who had the better party?
Mm-hmm.
Who has more people going to their birthday party on the same day?
Everybody's texting in their birthday twins with you now because they heard the June 9th. Oh, now Jason from Slinger. Hey, my birthday's August 13th. Okay, you
all right,
guys.
I'm done saying birthdays. We're done. That's not the point here, y'all.
As we talk about, it's not about her. Everyone's going, hey, I have the same birthday.
Y'all are feeding into the point, dang it.
I'm winning. All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said, she's not the jerk because I would be mad too. Look, I get that you're not supposed to be mad. You're supposed to be happy for her, but keep it real either way. That's all I'm saying. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the question is, am I the jerk for being mad about the day my sister chose to be induced? Meaning her sister chose the same day as her kid's birthday to have her baby. That was a choice, and she's mad now. Irritated Irene is mad that her sister chose the same day as so the two cousins have the same birthday, which some might love and some might not.
I forgot that's what we named her, but it works so good.
It does, right? Devin's in Greenfield this morning. Let's go to Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Good. All
better
right.
than irritated
Good morning.
Irene.
Better than irritated Irene.
So, this is actually really funny. Hi. I find this to be really cool. I mean, I don't know why, but I know that this doesn't compare, but my brother had just asked me if he could get married on my birthday. I was like, well, it is the coolest day of the year.
I'm honored.
Well, yeah, but hold on. Then when he celebrates his anniversary, it doesn't involve you, so it's not really taking your shine away. See what I mean?
Fair.
Your kids are both going to have the same
birthday.
It's the same.
Oh, you're talking about it's a different event, an anniversary versus a birthday, not birthday versus a birthday.
Oh, I can see what you're saying.
See what I mean?
At the same time, it's just cool. I feel like you would never forget that other, you know, the niece's or nephew's birthday.
Bro, one of my best friends from college, same thing that happened to them. They got married on my wife's birthday.
Okay.
Now we're not going to forget their anniversary,
never.
Right? Now we're also not hitting them up every single year like, happy anniversary, y'all.
Honestly, I don't care about people's anniversaries. Like, even my sister, I forget it's her anniversary. I don't call her. I'm like, that's between you and your spouse.
That's y'all's special day.
That's your day. But
that's the birthday of your love
and
union.
But a birthday, you have to call someone and say happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think she's a jerk. Because I think it's cool. I think it's exciting for the kids, and they get to celebrate together.
And if they create competition, that's on the parent creating the competition, not even the kids.
Yes. Less party we got to go to. Let's
Thank
be real.
You.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So I have my six-year-old that just wants to say hello.
Aww.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What up, youngin?
Happy birthday.
My birthday was like 6 months ago.
Well, happy half birthday then.
Right? Okay. What's your six-year-old's name?
Rylan
sounds cool.
Rylan, what a cutie.
Yeah. And I can do some pretty cool tricks like wiggling my ears without touching them and making my tongue look like a flower.
Oh, we've got a superstar on our hands.
Okay.
Job security. We got to get them off the phone. They might run us out of town.
Look who's six. Okay, now.
Bye, baby.
What's up, Youngs?
Well, bye to you, too.
Bye.
What a cutie. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye. All right, so Devin in Greenfield said jerk. Let's go to, oh my gosh, what's happening in Greenfield today? Now Patty's in Greenfield.
We got a Patty in Greenfield?
Look at this. Greenfield's hot today.
What up, GF?
Hey, Patty.
Greenfield in the house.
Hey.
All right. So you heard Devin, your neighbor, said jerk. Are you going to say jerk for choosing the same day as your niece to get induced, basically? Same birthday?
I don't think that person who picked that same day is the jerk. I think the person who's upset about
irritated
it is the
Irene
jerk.
Irene is the jerk. You're saying she's the jerk. She's the jerk for being mad about the day her sister chose to have the baby. Yeah, because now their kids are going to share a birthday. Exactly. I know it's confusing the way it's written, but I just read it the way they're written, man.
Thank you for working that out, Allie, because I was thinking that she was saying that she's irritated Irene was, no.
No, she's saying irritated Irene is the jerk for being mad her sister chose that day to have the baby, the same day as her kid's birthday, basically.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Right. Go on.
I think in the grand scheme of things that, you know, in that moment, when you're picking that day, you're not thinking about anybody else. I was induced, and I'll tell you what, I was not thinking about anybody else that day. Yeah. I was I was terrified. I was like,
out.
So we're doing this now?
Right now?
So,
it's today?
It's scary to have a baby. Right. Yeah, no matter how many times you've done it, it's stressful. Yeah.
I can't console with nobody.
Also, I was in labor for 22 hours. That doesn't mean that she's going to have that baby the same day.
I was going to say the same thing because that happened to me as well. I got induced and I never dilated, which I don't need. We didn't need to go TMI.
Yeah.
And so they ended up.
The same thing happened to me.
Same thing. And I never dilated. I ended up having a C-section, like, you know, the next day or something. So I'm with. It could be a totally different day that she has the baby in the
it
end.
It could be.
Yeah. We could have.
And even if the birthday is 1 or 2 days off from her sister's child, let's be real, the birthday is already so close together that they're going to have to
do the joint birthday.
What's a day
party?
To two difference? I swear you're so
both
right.
Gonna
you're
do
so
the
right.
same party at the end of the day. You're so right.
Nah, Patty, you on point with that one. Because really though, if it's in the same weekend, guess what we're doing? Combo parties.
We're celebrating together.
I swear.
It's you're so right. Close. You're so right.
Wow. And the bigger the family, the more birthdays cross and mix. And it's
that's actually the solid point right there that she just made. You're having the same party anyway.
Well, I'm thinking of my wife's family
Come on,
now.
She was not worried about your kid's birthday. And be real.
At all. Even a week apart. So say one birthday's on the 1st, the next birthday's on the 8th. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating that birthdays together. They are too close. They are way too close.
Yeah. And then somebody texted in and said, a Wendy in Greenfield. Here we go with Greenfield's hot today.
Greenfield popping.
They said, she's the jerk. I have a shared birthday with my niece and it made it a special bond. Aww. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Patty. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now we're going to go to Lance in Oconomowoc. Remember this one? He has the accent.
Oh, Lance. Yeehaw.
Good morning.
Lance with the lasso, Lance.
Good morning, yo. How y'all doing?
Sir, yo, just peachy now that we're talking to you, sir.
As soon as you hear that accent, it's like you got to call him sir, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, why did my leg cross and my hit and my hat tip? I don't know. It just happened.
Hey, don't be jerking on the southern accent, man.
Stop. Hey, bro, we know you're saw love, big dog.
Hey, I get made fun of for having an accent once in a while because I grew up in Southern Illinois, which isn't even the South, and people still give
you got a twang.
They give me, there's a draw sometimes
a
in the,
draw,
in the words
twang.
I say. Yeah, absolutely. I grew up close to Kentucky. I'll admit it. But Lance, okay, Lance. Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
There we go.
Lance, do you think irritated Irene is a jerk for being mad that her sister chose the same day as her kid's birthday to have her baby?
Absolutely.
I didn't expect this to be a clean sweep.
She is on some beach somewhere. Thinking of the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Wow. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get over it. It's too much. You're doing too much.
That's right. But listen, maybe the kids will enjoy it at some point in time. They'll have two birthdays on the same day. Mm-hmm. So what is the point of being upset about that?
Yeah. We project a lot onto these kids, man. And I think we don't think about it because we're too invested in our own thoughts.
Yeah.
Rather than asking these children who do have opinions, like Lance is saying, maybe the kids actually like it.
Yeah. And let's not also forget that we're focused on the wrong stuff. Like, you just, you know, lost a child. Easy, and all they can think about is, oh, my kid might share a birthday.
Right.
Like, Lance, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Be happy you got a birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Lance, you a real one.
And everybody be jerking every once in a while, right?
Get out of here, Lance.
You're right. But be careful how you say that. Okay, bye.
Why do you think he says it like that? I caught it last time and had to let it slide. I had to let it Lance slide. But this time I had to call it out. He's a fool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we see all your texts coming in, but it's a clean sweep today.
Ugh.
Man. Ugh. Alisa from Milwaukee said, this is Alisa. I think she's a jerk. I shared my birthday with my cousin most of my life, and it's been awesome. Most of your life.
Wait a second. Oh, they must be older.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, right.
Of them most of my life?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is texting in jerk. Lisa from Wind Lake said, irritated Irene is a conceited jerk. She should feel honored.
There you go. Why aren't you honored that your loved ones care for you that much to try to want to share a birthday with you?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, pretty much all of the texts coming in basically say jerk. She's a jerk. So there you go. It's clean sweep, even on the texts.
Broom, vacuum, text, zhoop, seal it up.
And like we said, they might even not even have it that day. She might not even have the same day.
Y'all
don't
really
know how it's going to work out.
Y'all put me on the game to that because I hadn't even considered it. Really, like, doesn't matter whether or whatever day it is. If somebody goes and gets induced today, you might not have that baby till tomorrow.
Right, exactly.
Duh.
And then somebody said, she's definitely a jerk. Sharing a birthday with someone close, it's actually cool. My granddaughter was born on my dad's 100-year birthday, and even the year have the same last numbers. I don't think your dad was 100 when you had your kid, so I must be reading that wrong. Okay, you know what?
Look, I don't know. I don't be doing
jerk.
Math like
it's
that.
It's a jerk. We're done.